This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the principle of seva as an intrinsic value of Indian culture. Addressing the BAPS Karyakar Suvarna Mahotsav in Ahmedabad virtually today, Mr. Modi called upon the volunteers to contribute to nation building by achieving resolutions for the betterment of society. The Prime Minister said that today India is working towards the goal of development by 2047. Mr. Modi highlighted the contribution of BAPS in spreading the cultural and spiritual heritage of the country on a global level. The Prime Minister also applauded BAPS's efforts to evacuate Indian nationals during the war in Ukraine. Nearly 1 lakh volunteers from 30 countries across the world are taking part in the event. President Draupadi Murmu today laid the foundation stones for different projects, including 3 railway projects worth 6,294 crore rupees in North Odisha, connecting Kendujhar and Mayurbhanj districts. She also initiated projects for a tribal research and development centre, a 52.4 crore rupee 100-bed hospital and development project for upgrading Dunbos airstrip at Rairangpur in her home district, Mayurbhanj. The new railway lines are Bangriposi to Gora Mohsani and Badampahar, Kendurjargarh and Budamara to Chakulia. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said that no stone will be left unturned to achieve the target of a TB-free India. Addressing an event after launching the nationwide 100-day TB eradication campaign from Panchkula in Haryana, he expressed confidence that the TB eradication program will prove to be a milestone in making the country tuberculosis-free by 2025. The union minister said that TB patients are receiving the benefits of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. He said TB patients are being given 1,000 rupees per month. The campaign has been launched in 347 districts of 33 states and union territories. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the second pre-budget consultation with various farmers' associations and leading agricultural economists in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26 in New Delhi. She also held consultations with the stakeholders from micro, small and medium enterprises. The meeting was also attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary, Secretary DIPAM, and Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the need for a more innovative and participative diplomacy to resolve global conflicts. He pointed towards negotiations rather than continued warfare in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at a panel discussion on conflict mediation in a new era at the Doha Forum 2024 in Qatar today. The minister spoke about India's balanced role in the Russia-Ukraine conflict and expressed support for the global south affected by rising costs. Syrian rebels have reportedly launched an operation to encircle government-held capital of Damascus after seizing the nearby towns. The spokesperson of the rebel coalition, led by the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham group, said the final phase of their operation to encircle Damascus has started. However, the Syrian Defense Ministry denied that their forces are withdrawing from the Damascus region, accusing the rebels of spreading panic. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol survived an impeachment motion in the opposition-led parliament after members of his party boycotted the vote. The motion was brought by the opposition over the president's attempt to impose martial law earlier this week. In the World Chess Championship, the 10th game between Indian Grandmaster Digu Kesh and defending champion Ding Li Ren of China ended in a draw in Singapore today. In cricket, Australia continued to dominate the ongoing second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against India at Adelaide Oval. The visitors were 128 for 5 at the draw of stumps on day 2, still trailing first innings total of hosts by 29 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.